And welcome to the Pulse WV Live. I am John Fowler, the pastor of the Pulse Church in Gassaway, and I'm so glad that you are here with us today, and encourage you to share the broadcast. Title of the, we're going to continue as we have this week, How to Become a Blessing, How to Become Blessed So That You Can Be Blessed, because the Lord does want you blessed, and we want you to be blessed. God's faithful, is he not? I'm sorry I didn't meet with you yesterday. I was in Gassaway pretty much all day, and lots going on when I'm in town up there, and so we're working on a lot of great great things, and we're really excited about what God's doing. Hey, I encourage you to go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I also want to encourage you, because we are on Apple Podcast, so I encourage you to go over and subscribe to our Apple Podcast, and that gives you it's that little app on your iPhone that looks kind of strange, kind of purple light, and go over there to it and subscribe to the Pulse WV. It's called the Pulse WV. Sermons from Pastor Jay as well as myself are on there, and then the podcasts from the morning edition that we're doing now is also available on there sooner than later today. So we're excited about what God's doing. Hope you're having a great time and a great day, and you've had a great week. I'm just going to go over here and share it to my group and just get it all going. We're working out a lot of details on the show, working on some openings and different things, and just like we have for the show that we do on Friday evenings at 7. Don't forget about that tomorrow, 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. We talk about current events that are going on in the world with a Christian perspective. So we want you to be a part of that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and we're really excited about that as well. So as you tell, I am excited about a lot of things. So God's faithful. Well, let's get into this, because I want to finish it up, and then we'll do something tomorrow a little bit different as well as we get into the weekend, which is hard to believe that the weekend is like right up on us. So we enjoy your comments. So if you have a comment, let us know that you're watching this morning. We've had people watching from South Africa all the way from Columbia, South America, and Charleston, West Virginia, a lot of places. So let's pray. Father, I just ask you to help us today to continue the study on how to become blessed. And God, we just praise you and glorify you that this is going to help people all over the world to get better in what they're doing. And we thank you for it and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go back to what some of the notes that that we talked about this past week. Now, remember, I preached on Sunday morning this sermon, and so I want to go deeper a little bit with you so that we can kind of get into the meat and potatoes of it. And I encourage you to go back and listen to the sermon if you haven't. It would be on our Facebook page as well as Apple Podcast as well, so you can catch it there. How to Become Blessed So That You Can Be a Blessing. What I'm preaching on this Sunday is how you can be a blessing. That's the next part. The part is we want to get you to a place that you are blessed. Now, I've got some statistics that I want to share with you as we continue. 3 to 5, and this is from nonprofitsource.com. 3 to 5% Americans who give to their local church, 17% give their regular tithe. Families making $75,000 a year give 1% is all they give, is they give 1% of their income to the church, when the Bible tells us that we need to give 10% to the church. Now, let me explain a couple of things about that. This is the reason why that our church people, that Christians today, are not blessed. If we have 1% of families that are making $75,000 a year, and there's only 1% that's giving to the local church, it's no wonder that people are so burdened down with debt. There's no reason why that so many people they just don't have any money at the end of the month. And I think a reason why is because of this. Now, let's look at tithe. Let me get a calculator here. Let's look at a couple things here. I have a calculator. Sometimes it's hard for me to find the calculator on my iPad. I know I do have it. Isn't that amazing? When you need it, you can't find it. There it is. Okay. So let's look at this. All right. If a person makes $75,000 a year, and we times that 0.10, $75,000 times 0.10. Why won't that do that twice? Yeah, $7,500 is what it is. Knew that's what it was. I just wanted to double check that. But $7,500 is what your tithe would be on $75,000. So when you look at that and you break that down monthly, God allows us to keep 90% of what we make. What he's asking for is 10% to your local church. And I encourage you to think towards that, because that's where you want to get. Some people live on 10% and give 90. Some people do that because they're so blessed. See, you can't outgive God. God wants to bless you. And for you to be a blessing, you've got to eliminate debt. You've got to get out of debt. You've got to get your finances under control, which a lot of people are not in financially secure. And remember what John 10:10 says, the devil comes to steal from you. He comes to lie to you and to destroy you. That's his main objective of what the devil wants to do to you. He will lie to you about friendships. He will lie to you about your marriage. He will lie to you about money. He will destroy your children if you allow him. He will destroy your family if you allow him. He will do these kind of things because that's what his job is to do. His job is to steal from you. His job is to steal from you, steal finances from you, steal from you. And that's what his job is. I don't know how to get it across any plainer. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life. See, Satan wants to kill you. Jesus wants to bring life to you and give it to you more abundantly. That's the key. John 10:10. The key is more abundantly. Now, here's the question. Are you living the abundant life? Are you living the abundant life? How do you know if you're living the abundant life? Well, are you miserable financially? Are you miserable because you don't have money at the end of the month? Are you miserable because your paycheck is spent before you get it? See, that's what's going on in the American world today, and I believe a lot of it, and I do believe this, is because we don't tithe. But here's the key. If we're in so much debt, it's hard to tithe because all of it goes towards credit card debt. All of it goes towards whatever you're doing, whatever you're spending, whatever you have to have at that particular moment, and that's the reason why that you're not being blessed. Let me give you this scripture. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, I read this to you the other day. 3 verse 8, it says, will a man rob God? Yet ye be robbing me. But yea, say, wherein have we robbed thee in tithes and offerings? And so when we think about that particular scripture about we're robbing him through tithes and offerings, we don't want to rob God. You don't want to sit in church with a bunch of thieves. If the person beside of you is not tithing, what is this scripture? It's not my words. It's the word of the Lord. If we're robbing from God, it's no wonder we're not having the abundant life. It goes back to what I've been preaching this past week, and what I preached to you on Sunday morning is this. We have to diligently seek the will of the Lord. It's so important that we do that. He wants to help your setback to be a comeback. You want to be blessed, and so how you can be blessed is by your obedience, diligently seeking the word of God, diligently seeking God's face. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, I'm just kind of going back into some of the notes here. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Here's the question. Are you diligently seeking the will of the Lord on all your purchases, on the things that you're buying, on the things that you're doing? Or are you in control of your life? If you are in control of your life, let me know how that's working for you. Because God wants to be in charge of your life. We are not our own. If we are Christians, then he wants to have true reign of our life. That means we have to be truly obedient to him. He said that he would give us, he would put us high above all nations and all earth, and the earth. He said that if we would obey him, then we would experience the goodness. Now, let me give you this one. And this is what I read in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2. It says, "And all these things shall come to thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." That means that we have to be obedient. That means we have to be obedient to the Lord, and we have to know his voice. We have to know what he's saying to us so that we can obey him. And so I've encouraged you this week that you would start to know the voice of the Lord. It's so important. It's so important that you know the voice of the Lord. Because here, let me give you some things. You are going to go through some situations in this life. Okay, we have a vaccine that they're talking about. You're going to have to make a decision whether you're going to take the vaccine or not. So my question is this. What's the Lord telling you? What's the Lord telling you about it? Remember, fear is not of God. Satan is all over fear, but God is not. God is a God of peace, God is a God of love, and God is a God of power, and he wants us to walk in power, and he wants us to walk in a sound mind. How do we do that? Diligently seeking. Get in the Word of God. Start praying. Well, you say, well, I don't have time. Well, you're with me now. See, here's the key. This Bible study that we're having today is helping you as well as it's happening me, happening to me. So I want to encourage you, because Jeremiah 29:11, I know he's writing our book. He's writing your story. Allow him to write your story, but you have to be obedient in the process. So don't be that 1%. That makes $75,000 a year and only 1% is tithing to your local church. And I think that's something. See, I didn't set that up. God set that up. God didn't set it up. You know, I've done weddings before where I'm meeting with a couple before they get married and we're doing marriage counseling or whatever, and she'll look at me and she says, I've had people do this to me. They've said, "Don't you put into those vows that I have to submit myself to my husband." Well, I didn't set it up that way. That's the way God set it up. I didn't set it up that way. Ain't no man gonna tell me what to do. That's what people say. Well, their marriage didn't make it. And if your marriage is, it's not supposed to be a dictatorship anyway. Preach, Brother John. 1 Corinthians chapter 9:27, it says this. It says, "But keep under my body and bring it to subjection." See, we have to put our body under subjection to the will of God. Our emotions to the will of God. Well, he just makes me mad. Well, get that under control. Stop being carnal. You know, we'll talk about carnality maybe next week. That would be a really good one to get into, and I'm sure that I may upset a few of you with it, but it's important. See, here's what Jesus is saying here. Here's what we have to learn. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. See, Christy, my wife and I, we run, and we play tennis. We played golf a couple of days ago. I'm going to run this morning before it warms up too much, because today's my run day. And anybody in their right mind will not tell you, "Man, I am so excited today that I get to go run. I am so excited that I get to go run suicides at the track. I'm so excited that I get to do that." I don't know anybody who likes doing it, but maybe it's okay if you do, but I really don't like doing it. But I know that it's good for my health, and I want to be healthy for the church. I want to be healthy for my family. I don't want my family taking care of me because I misused my body and didn't eat the right thing and didn't take care of myself, and I don't want to have that hanging over their head later on in life. So I'm going to do all that I can, and I apply the blood and plead the blood of Jesus over me and over my family, that we do the right thing and that we take care of ourselves. So let's go back to this. So you want to be a blessing. How to become a blessing? Well, we have to eliminate debt. Here's how I pray. Here's how I pray. I say, God, I pray for the money to pay off my house. I pray for the money, Father, to pay off my student loans. I pray, Father God, for the money to pay off our church. I pray for the money to pay off our school. I'm praying and believing God that He is going to bless and to pay these things off. You say, well, how's He going to do it? Well, I've asked. I went to the Father in Jesus' name, and I've asked Him, and it's at the throne of God, and I am believing. It may be through a business that I may start. It may be through somebody giving a donation or a tax write-off, but I'm expecting it. I am not going back into the bank. I spent 19 years in banking, and I was VP of a bank and had 42 employees at the last place I worked. And I am not going back into a bank and doing another loan for me at all. I refuse, because my God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I remember there's a guy by the name of Jack Maxwell, and he's not a guy. He is a man of God, a minister of the gospel for many, many years. They just buried his son, Edward, the other day. Been to South America with Jack and his family several times. Wonderful people. Be sure to pray for them through the loss of Edward. But I remember my first mission trip, I was going to South America, and man, I was short money. I sent out letters. That was back before GoFundMe and all this kind of thing. You know, it was back before Facebook and cell phones. So my first trip, and I'm thinking, God, I need the money to be able to pay for everything. And I remember Jack, I was working for BB&T there in Cross Lanes, and I remember Jack coming in the office in there, and I told him, I said, Jack, I said, if I don't raise, I think I needed like $500 more. I said, if I don't raise enough money, I said, I can't go. And I said, and we were getting ready to leave. I mean, we were getting ready to leave that Monday. And so on Sunday at church, all the rest of that money came in. But Jack said this one thing, and I never forgot it. He said, John, he said, God owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He said, you just need a little cattle. He told me that. And that Sunday at church, I was pastoring Tyler Heights Community Church out in Cross Lanes at that time, before we started the Pulse Church. And people started handing me money. See, it's not our job to figure it out. It's not our job to figure out how we're going to get it. You know, here's a key. If you're not careful when you start saying, okay, have a businessman send me money to pay my house off, or give me a job to pay this house off, you have to understand is that job is not your source. That person is not your source. They may be the channel that God uses, but they're not your source. Your source is God. I remember David Frampton, our accountant, DAF Associates in Cross Lanes, told me that years ago, pointed his finger in my face. And he said, John, he said, your job is not your source. He said, God is your source. And I never forgot that. God is my source. Now, He blesses you with jobs. He blesses. I'm not saying go quit your job and just rely on the source of heaven. But what I am telling you is that if you want to be blessed, you have got to allow God to be your source. Title of the sermon that I preached on Sunday is How to Become Blessed so that you can be blessed. How can you be blessed so that you can be a blessing? That's how it works. I typed it wrong on the character thing. So I'll fix that. So anyway, you want to be a blessing, but we're so burdened down with things. I want to tell you, I'm just going to give you a personal testimony here. I left banking 2 years ago this month. And like I say, I had a great job, loved what I did. Okay, but it was time to go. And so I left, and I was thinking, okay, how am I going to make it, you know? So I started putting resumes out at other banks. I thought, wow, you know, here's no problem. I'll go back to work. You know, I have an MBA. I have a master's in business administration, an undergrad in business. I thought, shoot, I'll be back to work in no time. Nothing. Nobody answered a resume. I didn't get an interview. Nothing. And I'm thinking, okay, God, what are you doing? And so I was trying to figure it out, because I was going back in. What I was comfortable doing was banking. Okay, that's what I was comfortable in doing. So I was trying to figure this thing out, and I started doing Uber and Lyft, and started doing Instacart until I could figure out what I was going to do. Didn't want to pull from investments, so I started going out and doing Uber and Lyft. And man, I loved Uber and Lyft. I'm just giving you a testimony. I'm just being real with you. I love doing Uber and Lyft, and I would witness to people. I would pray for people. I picked up this one dude one day, and he had just jumped out of his girlfriend's bedroom window, and he needed an Uber to get back home, and because her dad just got home. And I said, so you've been sleeping with that girl all night? And he said, yeah. I said, you know, one of these days, you're going to be a dad, and I hope you have a little girl. And I said, because what's going to happen is, I said, you're going to whip that guy, knowing he did what you were in there doing. So I would preach to people. Oh, I mean, I preach to people. I pray for sick people in the car. I just did all that kind of stuff. So I made some money doing it. Did some shopping for people. You say, well, you're senior pastor of the Pulse Church, and you, what are you out doing that for? Well, I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to figure out what God was wanting to do. So then God started bringing church people and started bringing tithers to the church. So I was able to start taking a small salary. And so God has been faithful. And let me tell you something. Over the past 3 months, I've paid off one car, paying off an airplane, paid off $10,000 loan that I had, paying off doctor bills because Obamacare didn't cover enough. And if you notice, I said that with a very, let me just move on. I don't want the show taken off. And paying off another car this week. So that's 4 loans. And plus we got a new roof put on our house. It was a $12,000 roof, and it cost us $1,000 because there was hail damage. We have tithed our whole life of ministry through Christian, as being a Christian. And God has blessed. And I am continuing to believe, God, that my better days are ahead and your better days are ahead, because Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you an expected end. He wants your ending to be good. Don't let the devil write your book. Don't talk about the devil more than you talk about God. People say, well, the devil's been on my back all my life, and the devil's been on my back today. Let me tell you something. Pastor Wright from the Maranatha Fellowship, I said under his ministry, we've been friends for many years, but he said this one time, I'll never forget it, and I'm quoting him. He said, you think you're that important that the devil himself is going to be on your back? The devil himself, that only can be one place at one time, is on your back. Let me tell you something. We battle the powers and principalities and the rulers of darkness of this world. That's what we battle. This is a spiritual battle. The mistake that people are making is they're fighting the spiritual battle and the physical. You can't do that. You have to fight the spiritual battle in the physical. I mean, in the spiritual. So you do that by getting in touch with God, praying, seeking the will of God, diligently seeking Him so that you can be blessed and that you will be blessed. Now, let me go to a couple other scriptures here. And your comments are welcome this morning if you want to comment. I encourage you to and encourage you to share the broadcast today and the podcast today. I'll have that podcast uploaded here in just a little bit so that you can share it. Let me give you the last two scriptures of this sermon. And this is Deuteronomy 28:4-5. He said, "Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall thy basket and thy store be." Living an obedient life starts by obeying God. So I ask you, what's your prayer life like? What's your prayer life like? Are you praying? Pray without ceasing. You know, people say, "Well, I'm going to sit here on the couch and I'm going to pray for 2 hours." Well, let me know how that works for you, because chances are you'll probably end up going to sleep. "Well, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to read the Bible," and you're going to start in the book of Numbers. No. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. Let me tell you something. Get into the book of John. Get into Matthew, Luke, Acts. Acts is the power book. It's wonderful. Get into that. Get into some good Bible teaching. You know, like I called Suddenlink the other day. That's who we have our cable with. And I said, "What does it cost for me to cancel our cable but just keep our internet?" Because I work from home a lot, you know, and we just need the internet part of the package more than we need the television, because we're not even watching television. We're watching Jonathan Shuttlesworth down in Tampa right now preaching every night, and we have prayer at 8 o'clock at our church on a conference call. I encourage you to join us. The phone number and access code is on our Facebook page. And I encourage you to pray with us at 8 o'clock. We're praying for the world. We're praying for God to do things and for people to get out of debt. And we're praying for God to be healed, for you to be healed in Jesus' name. There's a lot of things that we're praying about. So we encourage you to be a part of that. And then I go straight to that, and I'm listening to preaching. And because I need it. I need it in my life so much. But yet, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong to watch a movie. I'm not saying, you know, as long as it's a good wholesome movie. But I'm not saying it's wrong to watch a ball game, or it's not wrong to watch a race. Of course, it doesn't look like we're going to be watching much football this fall because of this coronavirus. But it seems like that our time, concentrate on how much time you're spending on Facebook, how much time you're spending on Snapchat, how much time you're spending on Instagram. Because, you know, I get a weekly review of how much time I've spent on each app. And you look at that, and then you cut that in half and spend the rest of that time with God. There's some people that have eliminated their Facebook page because it's tying up too much of their life. Well, I want to encourage you today that you want to be blessed. Deuteronomy 28 is where it is. Now, you can go through and you can finish up Deuteronomy chapter 28, 1-15. I'm going to preach on the rest of that this Sunday, because how to become blessed is what we're covering this week, so that you can be a blessing is what we're going to talk about on Sunday. And we'll talk about that some next week in the morning edition of the Pulse WV Live. I want to thank you for joining us. Don't forget to go over to our YouTube page and subscribe to it. Go over to Apple Podcast and subscribe to the Pulse WV, which is where we are over there. And God will richly bless you, because you will get some great word from Pastor Jay Mace of the Winfield campus, and also from Gassaway. And we encourage you. If you are looking for a church and you're in the southern part of the, uh, you're in like the Putnam County, Kanawha County area. Of course, I know this message goes all over the world, but if you're local, then we encourage you to just check out our website, thepulsewv.com, thepulsewv.com. If you're interested in putting your child in Christian school, we have the Pulse Christian Academy. You can go to, I think the website soon to be uploaded, thepulsechristianacademy.com. You can send us an email at info@thepulsewv.com or info@thepulsechristianacademy.com for additional information on the school. So lots of great things are going on. We are excited about it, but we want you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing. We don't want your money. We want you to be blessed. And if God speaks to you to bless this ministry, then we encourage you to do that. But we want you to be blessed. We want you to be out of debt. I want to be out of debt. I'm working towards it. God's helped me to pay 4 loans off this past 3 months, and I am so grateful and I'm so thankful. And it's not going to end, because I am diligently seeking the will of God. I'm praying. I'm studying. I'm believing God. I'm pouring. I'm just trying to just soak up as much of Jesus as I can, because we are in the last days. Jesus is coming soon, and we've got to get ready. Let me give you an opportunity to accept him into your heart and life. And we want to know about it when you've accepted him. And all you have to do, see, the enemy has made it so complicated for people to be saved. He says, well, you can't do it because, and here's the cop-outs. Well, I drink, smoke, and cuss, so I can't be saved. Well, let me tell you something. You get saved, he'll take all that away from you, and he'll give you new friends. He'll give you a new relationship. He'll give you people. He'll give you people that, you know, they say, well, church is so boring. Who said it was? I've never seen it to be boring. Now, I've heard some boring preaching in my day, and I probably preached some boring sermons. But let me tell you something. God is the love of my life, and I want you to experience him. And I want to go to heaven with you because time is short. Going to be a time where there's going to be the rapture of the church. That means the church is going to step out of here, and there'll be nobody living in your house, nobody driving your car, nobody spending your money, because you're gone, because Jesus is taking the ones that have accepted him. You say, well, God wouldn't send me to hell. No, you send yourself to hell. God loves you. God sent his only son to die on a cross for you so that you could have life and have it more abundantly. So let me pray for you. Just say, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I ask you to come into my life. And I ask you to live. And I ask you to help me to walk in all the truth and all the light that you've given me. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's that simple. All you have to do is ask him into your heart. Let us know that you've accepted Jesus into your heart. And we will see you tomorrow morning, again, for the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. Then tomorrow evening, Friday, the big finale of the week is the Pulse WV Live. Tim Morris, John Sandy, Christy Fowler, all around the table here, talking about current events and what's going on in politics and what's going on in Christianity. We'll be talking about that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. See you in the morning. Hope you have a great and a blessed Thursday in Jesus' name.